Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We are on Lonzo Ball Watch, and we have some more bad news. According to Shams, Lonzo Ball will undergo a third surgery on his left knee. That will get him to miss completely all of next year, putting his entire career into doubt. I don't even know what to say, man. I don't know who these people are working on Lonzo, but the first initial injury was a simple meniscus tear, and now we've got a guy who might miss the rest of his career. He's on his third surgery. What is that going to do? I do not want to face a reality where Lonzo Ball never plays in the NBA again. But that's what it is. So we'll move on. Jovan Buha just dropped the bomb also about the Lakers' future plans. That coincides with the Lakers and D'Angelo Russell back in the fold. He wants to get another contract. He wants to go back to the purple and gold. And the Lakers are interested. Makes sense. So from what Jovan Buha has been told by his sources around the organization, he says this. They want to run this situation, this current roster, back. It's looked good so far. They've won a ton of games. They've done a lot of winning without LeBron. And from what I've been told, they are not going to be pursuing Kyrie Irving in the offseason. The Kyrie Irving ship, I think, has sailed. What? That leaves Kyrie with just one option, the Mavs. And we are going to have to see how that plays out with Dallas. Good thing Luka likes playing with them. And as for the Lakers, I kind of like this for them. I like this team. This team's fun. This is the most fun version of the Lakers I've seen in a long time. Likeable, too. I pretty much like everybody on this team. This is a much better team than they were in the bubble when they won the title. If they had a little bit more depth, dare I say, the Lakers could be back? I hope not. All right, moving on to this quick contract update. Another alert came from Wojnarowski. This is the bomb. This is the sound of the Woj bomb. The Atlanta Hawks have locked down Bogdan Bogdanovic, 4 years, $68 million contract. Man, that stings considering that Bojan signed a 4-year, $73 million contract, and I think he's older. Not only are they not related, but now Bogdan has to go through life knowing he's the second highest played B Bogdanovic in the NBA. I like him. Quinn Snyder must like him. That makes sense. He loved Bojan when he played for Utah. He had Joe Ingles, who is a slower version of Bogdan, but now he's also had Bojan Bogdanovic too. So now we have to wait until Quinn Snyder's master plan continues to reveal itself. I do not think Trae Young is back next year. Shocker, I guess. There's another all-star bitching about the MVP award, and it's not Joel Embiid. Only this time, it is Giannis. Giannis? Yes. That's how you know things are getting out of pocket, because Giannis is speaking and is mad. Here's what he said. The thing that I don't get about the MVP criteria is that it changes. Like, I believe and I know that people are dominating. So what is the MVP? Is it the guy that scores the most points? Is it the guy that's the most efficient? Is it the guy that's the most dominant? Is it the guy who's the most valuable? Sometimes the best player isn't even the most valuable on the team. Like, I think that Brook Lopez is a really valuable player for our team. Like, the MVP criteria just fucking, sorry for my language, it just changes. Giannis can't even cuss without saying, hey, sorry. As I said again, I can't control that. I can only control how I prepare for the game and try to be ready for the game. That's what it takes. Do you know what it takes for Giannis to drop an F-bomb and then apologize? What it takes for everyone to debate whether Jokic or Embiid is the MVP while Giannis drops 40 and 18 every damn night and nobody says a freaking peep and he's already won it twice? Why? He's like, yo, I just dropped 45 points on the Kings. What the fuck do I have to do in order for you guys to start saying my name again? He could score 50 every night if he wanted. It's very clear that he's the most unstoppable player in the NBA. And he can't even get into the conversation because of this little pissing match between Embiid and Jokic. They haven't even gone to a finals combined. And Giannis has already won a title. What are we doing? Go off, Giannis. Tell him what's good. You could give out Giannis the MVP every year and nobody would complain. That's how dominant he is. Times are changing. Times are changing. Bob Dylan sang that ages ago, and you know Adam Silver has that loaded up on repeat on his, Microsoft Zune? That's probably what he uses. Because it was announced today that Silver and the league are looking to triple its current revenue from TV deals. You know what happened, right? Adam Silver saw three numbers and went from 6 to 12 in about a hundredth of a second. Here's those numbers. 514, 394, and 279. Those numbers are the gross revenue numbers of Amazon, Apple, and Google in 2022 in the tune of billions. That's a total of $1.19 trillion. Wow. That's how much money they have. Wow. Put it this way. Amazon, Apple, Google, if they merged, they'd have more gross revenue than all but 14 countries on Earth. The country of Google, App, Amazon, GDP would put them as the 15th richest country on Earth, ahead of Mexico, Saudi Arabia, and Holland. That's how much these fools make. So he saw a peek at them and was like, oh yeah, we're going to need to soak them dry. We're going to need to charge them extra. They've got plenty. According to the Sports Business Journal, the NBA has high hopes for squeezing more money out of media outlets in negotiations because Amazon and Google told the league of their interest in streaming the games. Listen, as someone who makes money off the teat of rights deals, don't hate it. Don't hate it at all. Guess what? If TV revenue triples, now you're going to get salary caps in the $300 million range, which means that we are going to get a player that makes $100 million a year. And that also means talking heads are going to get paid more too, bitch. All right, let's move on. Finally, Bronny James. Bronny James, the decision. It's time for the Bronny James TV, radio, Twitter announcement. Where will Bronny James play basketball next year? He's getting advice from his uncle, Uncle Kevin, Kevin Durant. Durant had this to say about college ball. There's still some amazing talent in college now with so many different routes, the OTEs, going overseas, guys going to Australia. All that stuff is cool. But still going to college, I feel like that's a great route because it's still on that big stage. You get to show who you are on the big stage. And the tournament, NCAA tournament, still a huge thing. I would love to see Bronny in college instead of going another route. Also, he better not go to Ohio State. They didn't even make the tournament this year. And I don't think Bronny James is elevating them to some sort of March Madness pursuit. But preach on, KD. College is, I think, the 100% the best route for Bronny. Did you see what happened to Scoot? Scoot is now on ice because he stinks against grown men. You go against college students, Bronny. If it looks like a duck, it quacks like a duck, it's an Oregon duck. Quack, quack. Bronny James going to go to Oregon. That's my prediction. That's all the time that we have for this episode of the Heat Check. Check back Monday for an all-new episode, which drops Tuesday. Do not forget to watch that feed. We've got interviews. We've got past episodes that drop unexpectedly throughout the week. And please follow us on social. Download, subscribe. Please tell your friends. This Heat Check on TikTok. Trista Crick on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. Because the Heat Check never sleeps. And sometimes I drop videos that people don't like. And you know what? I don't care. We'll see you next time, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.